Welcome in to the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. I'm going to move this mic a little bit. You can still hear me, right? Hey, we got Tiff producing today, too. Tiff, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you, love? How are your holidays?
Oh, my gosh. Holidays were great. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, you're fine.
I'm so rude.
Oh, you're totally fine. I was done. Look at your cute little Sagittarius sweater.
This is my Sagittarius sweatshirt. I'm just, like, going to try to wear all of the Christmas gifts I got. And my sister got me this, and this is hilarious.
I love it. It's super cute.
It's from Anthro. I remember seeing it at the store. And then I was like, wait, now I have one. Incredible. So fun. So fun. This is like the time of year. You got to wear all your new stuff. New earrings, too. Just like really living the dream. Guys, we've got a fun little show planned for y'all. We're going to talk about, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, officially an LA Dodger. It's officially official. It's not a fever dream. But we'll talk about some of his opening statements when he was presented to us last night. Hey guys, want to win a shirt from DNVR Locker? It's super easy. Stay tuned. It's called a tease. And a former Rocky, a very recent Rocky, by the way, has a new music video. This is all real. This feels like a fever dream to me, but I'm not going to lie. It kind of slaps. But first, let's talk about these Hall of Fame ballots. Babe, wake up. A new Hall of Fame ballot just dropped and it's terrible. Okay, so we're gonna roast Marcos Breton right now because he has pulled up he posted a ballot that is kind of making me scratch my head a little bit. It's a little weird. So I think we can pull this up. But okay, homeboy voted for two people, Carlos Beltran and Adrian Beltre. Two guys, that's it. But yeah, this is also where the ballots stand right now. This is where the numbers count. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But yeah. All right. Let's take a breather. We're back. Here we go. So yeah. These guys get 10 votes, and this dude chose to only pick two dudes. And it just doesn't make sense. But here's the thing. So someone pulled up his ballot from last year, and he voted for a lot more guys last year that did not get his vote this year. Also, like, I don't think Beltran even got his vote last year. So why is this one of the two guys that you voted for this year? Make it make sense. So someone asked, what happened between last year and this year that Beltran is now a Hall of Famer, but the players you voted for last year are not? So he responded on Twitter too. Players have 10 years of eligibility, which leaves room for consideration. Over time, I decided I was going to vote for the people I felt really strongly about. This year, I felt strongly about two. That's it. Okay, but that's not an explanation. Why do you feel strongly about these two all of a sudden? Okay, one of them is a first-year ballot name. The other one isn't. Why'd you vote for one this year, not last year? But you feel so strongly about it that you're only voting for two? But here's the other thing. This is the thing that was, like, really driving me nuts. Obviously, he's getting a lot of responses. A lot of the voters, especially the ones that are public, are getting a lot of responses. But he posted under his tweet, not surprised by crying fanboys when ballots are announced. Sorry to hurt your little feelings. You get no credit for transparency on this platform. Some players who didn't get a vote this year could get one next year. Meanwhile, grow up. So this is like what he's hurting right now. He has seen all the responses and he's not happy with it. He also doesn't have a good enough answer to justify those responses. So here's the thing. Okay, this dude's getting cooked though. He knows that. So he's all upset he's crying about the crying fanboys. What a shame. Here's the thing. This is the question I'm wondering. Do you get points for transparency? He's like, you get no credit for transparency on this site. Here is the thing. You don't get points for transparency when transparency is what is expected. You are a journalist. This is your whole job, is to be transparent. You've spent your whole adult life probably covering baseball and its players. Be transparent. You're not even being fully transparent. You're just posting a ballot and saying that's transparency. It's not enough. It's not good enough. You're half-assing transparency. Just think about that. Think about that when you're crying yourself to sleep over all the mean Twitter responses you got from a thing that you did to yourself. Girl, I'm in a mood right now. I am in a mood. Anyway, this kind of made me want to go through some of the worst Hall of Fame ballots we've seen this year so far, because a couple of fresh ones have dropped. Here's, all right, yeah, Tiff, that's the one. Okay, so this guy who had a Beltran-only ballot last year added some names. They're all first-year names. None of them are Todd Helton, okay? This one makes no sense. Here's the next one. This guy voted for Helton last year, and then I don't know what happened. Apparently something happened in the past year that makes this dude not want to vote for Todd Helton again. So this is what the ballot tracker posted. So this is ballot number 54. This is from Mark Saxon. Beltran and Maurer earn votes on their first year. Sheffield gets another one. A couple other people get some votes. Todd Helton lost a vote from this dude. This is like actually such a deranged ballot, because when have we ever seen someone drop five guys from their ballot between one year to the next? That is deranged behavior. What is happening right now with these writers? So yeah, my question to Mark Saxon, what did Todd Helton do in the past year to lose your vote? Was it when he partnered with a charity to release $10 million of medical debt for people in Colorado? Is that what he did in the past year that made you lose his vote? Just these men, what are we doing? But yeah, let me know in the comments what you think. Let me know. There's this one that I cannot see from this monitor, I swear. Tiff, can you read this, the comment that popped up earlier?
Yeah, it's from Thomas Wilson. It says, these ballots have been wild so far, a whole clown car full of writers, but Coors makes me sick.
Oh my gosh, I don't think I'm ever going to get over was it the John Heyman ballot? Like, I'm trying to block it from my memory, where he wrote in his post about why he didn't pick Todd Helton. He was like, nothing against Coors, but he should have better numbers at Coors.
But like everything against Coors.
But yeah, except everything against Coors. Please. Oh my gosh, these men. Yeah, I haven't seen a woman with a bad ballot. God, I don't know. I haven't seen one. If you've seen one, let me know. How many female voters are there even? Because I just feel like the men are getting a lot of attention for their ballots, and maybe not in a good way. Oh, you know what? I do want to point out a great ballot that dropped. Voter Mark Newman did vote for Todd Helton. I didn't include an image of his ballot. I'm sorry. You'll have to look it up on your own on the tracker. Shout out to the trackers. They are doing God's work out here. So he voted for Todd Helton. He's voted for Todd Helton before. This was his explanation. Todd Helton should have already been in. This time, he'll probably make it for a trio. Doesn't matter what altitude he played at. He was steady excellence for a long time. A long, long time. I don't know about you, but I still love a guy who plays his whole career with one franchise. I think we should definitely give him a little credit for that. A guy like Todd Helton probably could have gone a lot of different places. Stayed in Colorado and is being punished for it because his Coors numbers aren't Coors enough. Get out of here. Get on out of here. If you're getting out of here, maybe you're going to Vegas. Oh, you gotta make your plans to stay at Circa Resort and Casino. This is the home of Stadium Swim. This is like the flashiest, most fun thing that I think is going on in Vegas right now. 4,000 person capacity pool, 143 foot LED screen. It's open 365 days a year. So you don't have to worry about, you know, pool season in Vegas. It's always pool season at Circa. Six pools, two spas, two swim up bars. They've got cabanas. They've got super cabanas that hold up to 50 people. These are things to think about if you're going out. Did Broncos Raiders already happen? No, it didn't. I have no idea what day of the week it is right now.
What year is it?
What year is it right now? So if you're going out for Broncos Raiders, or maybe you're going out for the Super Bowl, or maybe you're just going out for a variety of reasons, there's always something going on in Vegas. This is what you're going to do. you are going to use code DNVR20. You're going to get 20% off your stay. No one else is offering this. This is so cool. But yeah, also, meanwhile, here in Colorado, you can download the Circa Sportsbook app. It's available in Colorado. You can enjoy all of the fun gambling at a Circa casino from the comfort of your own cell phone. Download the app at circasports.com. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. There we go. And let's mention our friends at Breck Brew, too, because they make... I feel like I want to drink a Breck Brew looking at all these ballots. No, Breckenridge Brewery. They're like our OG sponsor, by the way. They have been with us through it all. And they're going to stay with us. But yeah, the beer of the month, still the Christmas Ale. It's $6 right now, right here at the DNVR bar. And... guys, this is a strong one. This is like the strongest beer of the month we could possibly have. And it's $6 a pint. Ugh. In this economy, love it. Make sure you try the Avalanche Amber Ale, Mile High City Golden Ale, Broncos Country Pale Ale, Fun Slinger, the Good Company Hard Seltzer, all the best. Head to breckbrew.com. Use the beer locator to find a brew near you. Okay, this is the segment I have been dying to talk about. Jose Iglesias. That's the Jose Iglesias who was the Rockies shortstop in 2022. He's a music video. He just dropped a music video. I'm absolutely shook by this for so many reasons. One, I did not know he was so musical like this. And two, it's kind of a banger. So yeah, it's in Spanish. We're going to play it for you in just a second, and then we'll translate it for you. But Tiff, can we play that bad boy? Yeah, one okay. So yeah, he posted this teaser on Instagram. Me oh my God, this music video. La que todo mi tiempo le aposté, la que todo mi secreto le confié, la que me hizo fuerte y a la vez frágil, porque ahora que se fue sin nada para defenderme me quedé. Ella es la chica de mis sueños, mi amor de novela. La que yo le pedí a destino que antes me pusiera. La que me gusta más que los frijoles de mi abuela. La que en 3 años del amor me pasó una escuela. La que todo mi tiempo le aposté. La que todos mis secretos le confié. La que me hizo fuerte y a la vez frágil. Porque ahora que se fue sin nada más para defenderme me quedé. Ella es la chica de mis sueños, mi amor de novela. La que yo le pedí a destino. All right. Okay. All right. Here we go. So also, first of all, it's a banger. That music video, the piece that he posted on Instagram, oh, a little scandalous. A little scandalous. Also, I see Christian in the chat with the fire emojis. Let's go. That's kind of a bop. It looks like he's going under the... I mean, I saw Candelita on there, which is his nickname, because he was like the mini of his dad. I believe is a Candelario. I think that was his name. But yeah, that was his nickname. I guess he's using that musically. Scandalous music video. A little saucy. But yeah, Yaya, our super producer, he did some translating for us. He said it's a love song. It's about the girl of his dreams. I certainly hope it's about his wife, but this is what the lyrics are. You're the girl of my dreams, my love in a telenovela, the one I've always been looking forward to, the one I like more than my grandmother's beans. What? The one I've dreamed about when I'm in school, the one that I've dedicated all my time to, the one I've told all my secrets to. This is so fascinating. So also, production value on the video, top notch. It's a bop. I will probably download it. I'm not going to lie. Tony in the chat, unexpected banger from the nine hole. Analytics dude in Monfort's basement. What a hilarious username, by the way. That's fire. We haven't talked to Jose Iglesias in a while. Maybe we'll get him on the show to promote his album. But then the other thing is, I posted about this on Twitter because I was so shocked. And then Skylar Timmons, who we know from Purple Row, a bunch of other places, he replied. He was like, oh, this is his second of the year. Please, this is news, I think, to a lot of us. This is news to so many of us. the analytics dude in Momford's basement says, I'm Latino, but that grandma's beans line is crazy. No, literally, Yaya and I were like, he was translating the lyrics for me. And like, he was like, is that really what he just said? Like, listening to it on his phone? We were in shock. let me know in the comments if you think we should try to book Jose Iglesias on our show. All right. while the comments are cooking like this, I'm going to shout out our friends at Breckenridge Distillery, one of my favorite spots. I do love their tasting room, by the way. But hey, they got the Broncos Blizzard Vodka. It's a new vodka commemorating the first white alternate Broncos helmets. We love a themed vodka. And Breckenridge Distillery, they've got more than award-winning spirit. They have more than award-winning spirits. They have an incredible immersive guest experiences where you can take a tour, you can do a tasting, you can learn all about the spirits you're drinking and how they're made. And then you go onto the restaurant and have some amazing food and some show-stopping cocktails made with the booze you just learned about. What's more fun than that? And I always say this, listen, whiskey's a little much for me. I apparently am weak now. But what I love the Reiki seltzers because they are made with real Breck spirits. They taste incredible. They're a lot of fun. We drink them here at the bar all the time. You can find Breckenridge Distillery at all of our Broncos tailgates in addition to the DNVR bar. We've got another tailgate. I might be there. I'm going to try to go to the game on Sunday. But make sure you grab a taster there. Breckenridge Distillery products are available in all 50 states, so shop your local retailer or visit BreckenridgeDistillery.com for home delivery of award-winning Breckenridge spirits. I pray anywhere. And. College Invest. Okay, so we got to talk about College Invest. I wish that, like, all of me and my friends knew about this when we were, like, babies, because we could have used this, because student loans are insane. But this is going to help you guys out. It is so important to start saving for college early, and you need a plan just in case, you know, your kid doesn't get a scholarship. Maybe you thought your kid was going to be, an all-state baseball player, and they're not. College Invest is going to help you out, though, with an easy, flexible savings plan. So important to start saving early. You can benefit from a Colorado tax deduction, and savings don't have to be used for just like a traditional four-year college. You can also use that for trade schools or apprenticeships, not just here in Colorado, across the country. So open your account right now at collegeinvest.org. So important, guys. So important. We need some educated people in this world. We're running low. All right, let's talk a little bit about some baseball headlines. We watched the Yoshinobu Yamamoto announcement yesterday at Dodger Stadium. And this was the takeaway, the thing that I took away from this. He said, I probably would have signed with the Dodgers even without Shohei Ohtani. But Shohei's deferral did make a difference to him because he said that it was clear with Shohei Ohtani's deferrals that players were just as committed to winning as the front office was. And that played a big role in him ultimately choosing LA. I can't wait to see this dude pitch a Coors like several times a year, probably. It'll probably line up that way. This dude's always had a sub-3 ERA over in Japan. Usually it's sub-2, especially these recent years. I can't wait to see what happens when he pitches at Coors Field. I want the chaos. His opening statement, though, I thought was nice. He said this in Japanese, so this was translated by his interpreter. I promise to all the fans of LA that I will focus my everything to become a better player and to become a world champion as a member of the Dodgers. He felt like the Dodgers had the best opportunity for him to be that World Series champion that he would like to be. So, yeah. How do you guys feel? How are you guys feeling about Yamamoto? I mean, I feel like an anvil fell on, especially us as Rockies fans. I feel like we got hit with a big old cartoon anvil because the Shohei news, seeing him in a Dodgers uniform for the next decade. Now, one of the best pitchers to come out of Japan is going to be with the Dodgers for 12 years. And he's also 25 years old. He's so young. That's such a long contract for such a young guy. And I mean, we don't know. Obviously, he's unproven in the U.S. right now, but what he's already shown us, does he need to prove himself? Maybe a little bit, just a little bit. Let's look at some of the comments, fam. I don't know if I understand Christian's comment, so I'm sorry. I just don't. I don't understand. I need more words. I need more words. Hello, Johnny. Thanks for joining the chat. Yeah, this is going to be, we're going to have a really chill short show today. But also, Tiff, you're producing me tomorrow, right?
I sure am. I think so.
Maybe. Ladies night. That'll be fun.
That will be fun.
That'll be fun. All right, let's see. What else do we have going on? Baseball America, they do this thing where they'll like revisit drafts, but they did like a redraft of the 2019 MLB draft, which is where we snagged Michael Tolia in the first round. But Baseball America decided that Michael Harris II of the Atlanta Braves was the sixth best player to come out of that 2019 draft. So when they did their redraft, he went from, you know, he was obviously in real life a 98th overall pick in this updated hindsight draft, number six. That's pretty fair. That is pretty fair. He's pretty good. And then, of course, it looks like, so I don't really actually know how their little, their redraft works, but I think, oh yeah, Trent Grisham was also like in that draft and, they snagged him at where Michael Tolia would have been grabbed. So I'm like, did Michael Tolia not get drafted in the first round in your fake draft? Man. I mean, he's got some stuff to do. Obviously, the strikeout rate. Please. He has some stuff to work on. But I do feel bad that he is not really getting the chance to play first base because we have too many first basemen. Michael Tolia, he could be an incredible first baseman. Hunter Goodman, of course, also an upcoming first baseman, but we can put him out in right. And then, of course, Elhiris Montero can't play anywhere else except for DH and first base. So then we got him. And then, of course, Chris Bryant, who is apparently actually going to be the first baseman. I, like, don't know. This is the kind of stuff that leaves me frustrated with the Rockies. Having four first basemen and choosing the oldest dude. And being like, yeah, you'll do it. Is it because the Phillies did that with Bryce Harper where, you know, Rhys Hoskins obviously was out all season with an injury and then they're like, Bryce Harper, let's throw you at first base. And like, it worked really well enough for them, you know, to make it not far enough. Whatever. Yeah. These are the things I hate seeing. Four first basemen and we pick an old one. I mean, I at least hope. I just hope, like, Chris Bryant plays most of the season this year. Also, side note, I mean, we put this out there yesterday. I think I put this out there. Whose contract are you more disappointed with right now, Russell Wilson's or Chris Bryant's? And a bunch of people said Chris Bryant because he hasn't played most of the games so far. But a couple of, okay, so I think, like, the more logical answer, though, might actually be Russell Wilson. I mean, obviously, he did not live up to the expectations, but our expectations were sky high. But the other good point, though, I mean, yeah, Chris Bryant is a lot of money, but the Broncos gave up so much in addition to money to make this happen. So it might be Russell Wilson. Someone on YouTube yesterday, I was reading the comments on YouTube and someone said the Rockies would be dumb enough to trade for Russell Wilson. I was like, okay, that's a little harsh. But they could make a trade with the Broncos for Russell Wilson. I think that would be hilarious. Let's get Russell Wilson on the Rockies. And Ryan McMahon can play quarterback. He's a multi-sport athlete. His brother plays college football. So he's got it in his genes, and also, like, he can do it. I think he said before, if he wasn't playing baseball, he'd want to be a football player. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like that. All right, let's talk about our friends at Shady Rays, our favorite independent sunglass company. They're my favorite because if you break or lose your pair of Shady Rays, they will replace them. No questions asked. They won't make you feel bad about it like maybe some people in this room have done. What?
I've never.
No, you would never. Never. No, Tiff, you're a very nice and gentle soul.
I will help you look for them till the end of the day.
All right, but listen, they've got the best protection plan in all of eyewear. And of course, if you buy some Shady Rays and you're like, you know what, I'm not feeling this pair, you can exchange them or just straight up return them for free within 30 days. No risk. You can either shop online at ShadyRays.com or head to the Park Meadows Mall. They have a whole store there. Shady Rays has a great deal for you guys, the listeners. Head to ShadyRays.com and use code DNVR for 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. So try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by more than 250,000 people. Let's also mention our friends at Bagas and Shanker. Because if you are seriously hurt in an accident, serious guys, if you're hurt in an accident, give them a call. Because they have been helping families in Colorado who have been dealing with injuries and the aftermath that comes with serious injuries. They've been doing this for more than 25 years, and it's totally free until they win money in your case, which is huge. In this economy, please. If I got hit by a bus right now, I'd be screwed. I would need to call Backus and Shanker. You can call them at 222-2222. All two lows. Easy to remember. Backus and Shanker helps with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault, car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks. They can even help if you were injured at work. So give them a call at 222-222-222-222 to find out if you have a case for free, because Backus and Shanker wins. Okay. Guys, I promised I would tell you how to win a free t-shirt. It's all thanks to Bet365, a free shirt offer. It's going on now through January 12th. So get the app, sign up with code DNVR365, place a $10 deposit, take a screenshot of that. Take a screenshot of that deposit and your active Bet365 account. Send it to promo@thednvr.com, and they're going to send you a discount code for any shirt or any hat from DNVR Locker. Such an incredible deal. And all you have to do is sign up to make bets. Drop $10 in there. You'll probably get a good return on that investment, and you'll get a t-shirt. Doesn't get any better than that. Johnny wants to know, is it snowing in Colorado?
No. There's nothing.
It's actually really sunny and nice right now.
It was a warm Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It snowed on Christmas, right?
Yeah, I like it.
A little bit. A dandruff dusting. That's fun. That's fun. There is someone who, whenever it snows, the dog poops in the snow and the owner doesn't pick up the poop. And it's always in the same spot. And I think it's the same person.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
So I'm just dying to be home next time it snows so I can be on my vigilante shit. And just be like, hey, did you forget to pick that up? I'm so annoyed.
Just hand them a bag. Like, oh, here's a bag if you didn't have one.
I know. I'm just going to start, like, I'm just going to be a vigilante from now on. Do you know something so crazy? This is, like, totally off topic, by the way. Tiff, this is nuts. I got a call from an Englewood police detective a couple of days ago.
Okay.
You look so nervous right now. I'll tell you where this is going. So it was a message saying that they found a bunch of packages that were stolen from various houses and that one of them is mine.
Okay.
So I got this message and I was like, okay, like, obviously I'm not going to just like call that number back blindly. So I just like called the non-emergency line and was just like, hey, I just got a call from like someone who says they're this detective and that they like have a package of mine. And the person who answered the non-emergency line, they were like, oh yeah, apparently a U-Haul was found with like all this stolen stuff. And like, I might get a package back that was from me.
I wonder what it'll be.
I actually have no idea what it could be. I'm like, it could be like a PR package that like a company said they were going to send. And like, I just thought they didn't send it. It could be like a gift that I didn't know about, that I didn't know was coming.
Person that gave it to you is like, this bitch didn't even say thank you.
That's happened to me before. Where like, I got like a birthday present from a cousin once. And she was like, like, did you like not get my gift? Or are you just like not thanking me? And I was like, I didn't know you sent me a gift.
Sorry, I did not receive a gift.
I didn't know.
That's crazy. My mom, the reason I look so concerned is because my mom got a call the other day from Thornton PD.
Mm-hmm.
Said it on the caller ID that it was Thornton PD. It was absolutely not. They kept saying that my mom had like an outstanding warrant. My mom works for the city of Thornton. So they're like, you have clearly have no idea who you're talking to. But yeah, they were like, you have an outstanding warrant. Like, you need to meet me at this like Walgreens parking lot to like get it all cleared up. And she's like, you know, let me just call the chief real quick. I've got his number.
Yeah, yeah. That's not, yeah, this is like, it's like scam season right now. It's scam season right now. So make sure you are not just like taking people's word for it when they call you or leave you a message. Like, be careful.
Nothing is free. Always ask questions.
Oh my goodness. I'm glad we could go on this rant here on my Colorado Rockies show.
Yeah, you know.
We just, they've given us so little to talk about.
It's off season.
It's so disappointing. Guys, in the comments, do let me know if you've seen any ballots worse than the ones we have presented here in the show. We're going to be talking about this and stressing about this until I believe it's January 23rd is the announcement. Very excited for that day. We'll have a party at the bar, I'm sure. We'll do something. But yeah. All right, guys, let's close out this show. Shout out to Yaya for being a great translator. It's a bop. I'm going to download it on Spotify. I want to have him perform it on the show on set. That's my DJ. I've been looking for a DJ. They'd be like, I have two songs. They'll be like, that's it. Those are the requests. All right. Yeah, we're going to close out the show. Okay. All right, guys. Tiff, where can we follow you on social media?
I'm at Tiffany_Tano on all platforms.
On all platforms. I love that consistency. No. Yeah. Meanwhile, Yaya over here is like, I don't know any of my handles. Stop asking me. It's fine. No. You can find him at DNVR_Rapids. Shout out for the assist. Guys, follow me at The Susie Hunter on all platforms and keep up with all of the latest Rockies conversation, Rockies news, other baseball news. You can find all of that at DNVR_Rockies. And you know what I like to say about closing out a show?
What do you like to say, Suze?
Fuck it. We ball. But we're going to be back right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel at 4:00 Mountain Time on Friday. That's tomorrow. Join us then. Until then, see you later.
We all silly like the mayor.